Angela Williams isn't a household name. If you spotted her 5'2" frame holding her newborn on an ordinary day, you'd never guess she had a legacy. But today she became a member of the Dual Meet Hall of Fame, which honors the best track and field stars from UCLA and USC. And as she walked into USC's storied Heritage Hall to be inducted, you could see the Olympian emerge.
This award, it instills in me that I was appreciated. All the hard work that I did while I was here and the things I accomplished, just more and more comes later. You know, and you don't think at that moment when you're doing what you're doing that there's more to come.
Williams has also been inducted into USC's overall Hall of Fame. But she said the Dual Meet Hall of Fame is different because the event meant so much to her in college.
You get this boost. You know, it's almost as though I had that same feeling like when I was at the Olympics or something. You get this feeling of, I know the importance.
Being here, felt like the Olympics?
You had a lot of pressure on you.
You have two major universities that's in one city going at it.
Kevin Craddock is a UCLA alum and a professional runner who attended the ceremony.
There's no other rivalry like the USC-UCLA rivalry. Between the two schools, there are many, many Olympians and many, many medals.
UCLA's female track and field program hasn't existed as long as the Trojans, but the Bruin women still lead the dual meet series, while the Trojan men have the edge over UCLA. Sam Nicholson was a member of the Trojan track team in the 1950s. Today, he had the honor of introducing the inductees.
Well, to be a member of any kind of Hall of Fame, either at USC or UCLA, means you have to be one of the best in the world because that's the type of athletes that both schools have had.
Track and field might not have the same visibility as other sports, but to the Olympians and Hall of Famers who came out of USC and UCLA, the rivalry is just as strong. Whitney Blaine, Annenberg Radio News.